Bruce on North Highland Radio.
This is Desert Highland Discs, and we are the Desert Divas.
If you're fond of sand dunes and salty air, quaint little villages here and there.
This is Desert Highland Discs with Laura Bruce on North Highland Radio.
And you are live. We are live on North Highland Radio, live from Ulness in the beautiful Scottish Highlands. This is Laura Bruce, and I am delighted to welcome my castaway this evening on Desert Highland Discs, Roddy Riddle.
Thanks very much for having me.
I'm delighted you're here, Roddy. We were chatting before we came on air at the end of the chart show there, and you've got such a fascinating story to tell, and I can't wait to chat about it. I want to thank my friend Mary McFarlane for recommending you as a castaway. Almost a year ago, Mary helped me get together a list of people. We're just coming up to our one-year anniversary, so I'm delighted to finally get around to hosting you. And tell us, you're from Inverness, aren't you?
Yeah, I've lived in Inverness all my life. I was brought up on a farm just outside Inverness. And then when I was the age of 8, we moved to Doors on the shores of Loch Ness for a year. And then moved into Inverness, and I've lived in Inverness ever since.
And you are a former international road cyclist.
Yeah, I've raced for Great Britain, I've raced for Scotland on many occasions.
You've competed in the Commonwealth Games in Victoria, British Columbia and Canada.
Yeah, a long time ago, 1994.
My goodness.
Beautiful part of the world. And I was lucky enough to ride the road race for Scotland and finish 9th out of 120 athletes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That must have been grueling.
It was hard, yeah. I've done some tougher things, but yeah, at the time it seemed like the toughest thing I'd ever done.
Wow. Well, you have had a very interesting journey over the past few years, and that's what we're going to talk about tonight. But when you were a kid, what did you want to be when you were a child?
When I was in primary school, I always wanted to be a stuntman, like Evel Knievel.
Oh, wow.
I just thought that looked like a pretty impressive sort of lifestyle to live. And then I grew up and then wanted to be a professional cyclist when I went to secondary school.
And lo and behold?
Well, I didn't quite make it.
Well...
I got to a decent standard, but I didn't actually end up getting a professional contract. I nearly did for a second division team in France who was run by the Simon brothers.
Uh-huh.
They contacted Scottish Cyclists Union after I had a really good performance in a stage race in France. But when they found out my age, I was 25 at the time, they said that I was too old.
Oh.
So it was like getting a stab in the throat.
Isn't that awful? And that's the horrible thing about sport is your window is so short, isn't it?
It is, yeah. But when I got the offer, I spoke to my wife and she said, oh no, you this is a once-in-a-lifetime. Spoke to the boys in our cycle shop. They goes, definitely. So I had the green light from everyone, but then the green light got knocked in the head when they realised my age.
And there we are, spending all of our teens wishing we were older. It just flips on a dime, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm actually quite glad because even at the level I was at, it was an absolutely savage sport.
Really?
But to see them riding the Tour, and then they rode the Tour de France, they finished last Sunday. A lot of the riders that finished the Tour did the San Sebastian Classic, which is like a big classic in Spain. And then yesterday they were riding a big classic in London. So the travelling they have to do after just finishing a 3-week tour last week is just,
grueling.
Grueling, yeah. I take my hats off to every one of them. They're just outstanding.
Absolutely. A girl I know from Inverness did a 100-mile ride in London yesterday, I think. Is that the one you're talking about?
That's part of the same event, yeah. That's Ride London, and the race was a bit longer than that, but it was around the same sort of roads.
Goodness. Well, she was very proud. Lindsay, if you're listening, we're very proud of you for doing that race yesterday, that ride yesterday.
Yeah,
that
well
was
done.
Lindsay Marshall, so congratulations. Let's listen to your first tune. You picked a song that I'm sure we all know. Do you want to tell us what where the song works for you?
That song is actually one that just makes me giggle, because when Narls Barkley sang it, brought it out, when we used to come on in the car, the kids used to go mental. And they used to go, "That's you, Dad, you're crazy, you're just crazy." And I would go back, "No, you're crazy, you're crazy." And it just makes me chuckle every time I hear it, so that's what's why it's made my top eight.
Wonderful. This is Gnarls Barkley with Crazy.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much.
And that was Gnarls Barkley with Crazy, your first choice out of eight songs. You've picked some great songs here. And I think this is the first time, Roddy, that 100% of the tracks that my castaway has selected resided in my own personal collection. So it was very simple to get ready for the show today. I didn't have to hunt down any of the music. So well, thank you for making my life simple.
That's good that someone else likes my choice of music, let's say. It makes it easier for me when
I realise
that people like the same sort of stuff.
So you've got a cycle shop in Inverness.
Yeah, our cycle shop's been open 27 years this year.
You don't look old enough to have been doing something for 27 years.
Thanks very much. But yeah, no, I was 20 when we opened the shop.
Wow.
Myself and my brother did most of the work building the actual shop itself. We didn't do the bricky work, but my brother's a joiner to trade.
Uh-huh.
I did 2.5 years as a joiner, so we did most of the work actually building the shop.
Wow.
And we're in partnership with another person, Hamish Scott. So there's myself, Kenny, my brother, who was at the Commonwealth Games the year I did the Commonwealth Games as well, representing Scotland, and Hamish Scott. And we've got a great crew of staff working for us as well.
Brilliant.
We're very lucky.
And one of the things that is so unusual about you, well, I guess there's a number of things, but you competed in the Marathon de Sable, which is a desert race. And you did this having recently been diagnosed with type 1 diabetes.
That's correct. 7 years ago, almost to the month, the same week as my youngest boy, Finlay, was born. I had severe weight loss. I lost about 3 stone in the space of 6 to 8 weeks. My wife had the fear of being heavily pregnant, me losing all this weight, having an unquenchable thirst and constantly going to the toilet. She got a bit suspect, so went online and got a self-testing kit for type 1 diabetes. That arrived on the Monday. I did a test and it came back, alarm bells, it looks like you've got type 1 diabetes. But me being me, I had a dilemma. I had a ticket for the UEFA Cup final on the Wednesday. And I knew if I went to the doctor, there's no way he would allow me to go. So I decided to wing it and make an appointment for the doctor on Thursday. Went to the cup final, didn't enjoy it, not just because Rangers got beat, but just because I was so lethargic and tired and thirsty and needing the toilet all the time. And then they went to the doctor the next day and I've been injecting insulin up until 2-3 years ago when I went on an insulin pump, which trickles small amounts of insulin into me all the time. And when I have a meal, I take a look at what's in front of me. I like a slice of bread is average of 20 grams of carbohydrate. You type into your pump the amount of grams of carbohydrate. You do a blood glucose test by doing a finger prick and on a strip with your blood glucose monitor. It gives you a blood glucose reading. You put that into your pump. It works out your insulin requirements and you just press go and on you go.
Wow.
It's just so much easier having the insulin pump than having the old day insulin pen system.
Yeah.
It's almost like you still have to do the input and the work and everything, but it's as good as having a working pancreas again.
My goodness, what a dramatic transformation that technology has come along.
It is, that's why I always say to people that I class myself as a lucky type 1 diabetic. I've not had to live with it through school years, through teenage years, through going to the pub with your friends and all that. I was very lucky. I didn't get it till I was 40. And by that time, I'd had dietitians with Racing for Scotland and Great Britain, so I already knew what good food was.
You knew about nutrition. And
so the transition for me wasn't a problem. It was just a case of take it by the and get on with our life.
And you've become a real campaigner to not let type 1 diabetes hold you back.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons I did the marathon to Sabla, was when I was diagnosed myself, being a man of the world, I knew nothing. I knew absolutely hee-haw about type 1 diabetes, and that really embarrassed me. So I thought, right, if I know nothing about it, the chances are the majority of people in the street know nothing about it. So I wanted to raise awareness. But at the same time, I raised some money along the way. I raised £26,000 for 2 diabetes charities, Diabetes UK and JDRF. But the main reason was to raise awareness and just prove that having type 1 diabetes shouldn't stop you achieving your goals in life. And that's why I do all these silly events that I do.
Well, we'll talk about your next event after this. Tell us about your next song. Well, we'll play your next song after this message from one of our sponsors.
When selling property, you're in safe hands with Cowan Douglas Law. Our property promise ensures your property on the market in 7 days, competitive pricing, and a no-obligation market appraisal. We offer accompanied viewings, even outside office hours, maximised marketing over multiple websites, and with professional photographs as standard, our personal service will get the job done. So, thinking of selling? Call Cowan Douglas Law today on Inverness 243 120.
Listen to the very best in country music right here on North Highland Radio. Tune in to Lorraine and Lane's Country Music Show every Tuesday from 8 o'clock to 10 p.m. Playing the best in country music from around the globe with plenty of fun, chat, competitions and interviews from lots of your favorite country stars. That's Lorraine and Lane's Country Music Show every Tuesday evening from 8 o'clock to 10 right here on North Highland Radio.
And that will be tomorrow night, Lorraine and Liam's show after Ali Bally's Kaylee, so you won't want to miss that.
Desert Highland Discs.
And you're back with Desert Highland Discs. This is Laura Bruce with my castaway, Roddy Riddle. We were talking, Roddy, about your diagnosis at the grand old age of 40 with type 1 diabetes and how, with your background in competitive cycling, you knew about nutrition and things and you transitioned quite well into learning how to manage this condition.
That's one of the reasons that I wanted to do things to raise awareness, because for me, I treat myself as a lucky type 1. there's people that have diabetes all their life that I actually know, folk that I've been in school with, that didn't have the confidence to maybe change to an insulin pump or to do some things like go to the gym 3 times a week and things. So if I can do these events, if it gives them the confidence to go for a game of golf even, or just to go to the gym 3 times a week for 20 minutes, then it's mission accomplished.
And you were already fit when you started doing all of this because you were already a cyclist. So did you find that you were doing more exercise or less exercise, or did your fitness regime change?
The reason the fitness regime changed was because I had a young family. And when I retired from cycling in 96, I took up running anyway because there's an event up here called the Highland Cross, which my brother's won, which I'd entered in 97, so I wanted to emulate my brother in the Highland Cross. So when I retired in 96, I took up running, entered the Highland Cross, and ended up emulating my brother. I won it in 97.
Oh, congratulations.
So that was the start of my running career. Then 11 years ago, we had myself and Lynn, we had our first child, Alistair, and I find it easier to go running to fit around the family because you can go for a 2-hour run and it's equivalent to doing 4 or 5 hours on the bike, so you're not away from the family so much. So that's one of the reasons I choose to do running events now rather than cycling events.
And what about the difference between running and cycling? Do you find you can turn off your brain when you're running in a way you can't when you were cycling, or how do you find it?
Running's totally different for me because I do all my running on my own, apart from when I do events. I do nearly all my running on my own. When I used to do bike racing, you were racing 2 or 3 times a week in a peloton of anything from 60 to 100, so you were almost amongst people. But I don't mind having time to myself and just going out and being in the country and looking at cows and sheep and seeing the lochs and just... because we're so lucky living up here, having the beautiful countryside and the paths and places to go running.
Even in bad weather, it's beautiful, isn't it?
Even in bad weather, yeah. Right. I still take photos of the snow and things, although I'm not a fan of the cold, which you'll find out about. I prefer the heat, although the marathon Samla was extreme heat, and the hottest day, it was 52 degrees, which is quite extreme, because there's no hiding.
No.
There's no trees to hide
trees,
behind.
No trees, no shade,
anything,
no nothing.
Yeah. So, no. I prefer the heat to the cold. Definitely.
Well, this is your kind of song then coming up next. Tell us about this song.
Dock of the Bay. Dock of the Bay, the reason I chose it was when I was younger and I started going to the pub with my friends, there was a pub in Inverness called the Columba, which is now the Columba Hotel, and they used to have, like, it was like wallpaper and walls for carpet in the walls. That's what it looked like, and they had an old jukebox and it had Otis Redding, Dock of the Bay, and I always remember when we used to go in, I always used to put my pound in, and it wouldn't have been a pound then, it would have been 10p.
Yeah.
And you'd have got 10 tunes for 10p, and I'd always remember trying to get Otis Redding in the jukebox. I just love the song.
Well, here it is, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, then I'll watch them roll away again. I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia and I headed for the Frisco Bay. 'Cause I've got nothing to live for, look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Sitting on the dock of a bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change, everything seems to stay the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same.
leave me alone. Listen, for 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just sitting on the dock of a bay, watching the tides roll away. Ooh, sitting on the dock of the bay, I'm wasting time.
Some good whistling there. That was Otis Redding with Sitting on the Dock of a Bay. And this brought you back to your teenage years, probably, Roddy?
Teenage years where would have been in the pub when I probably shouldn't have been in the pub.
Yeah. Well, we've all got songs that remind us of that, haven't we? You were saying when we were just listening to that song, it sounds like there's a bit of a car theme because we've got a couple of songs with cars and coming up.
Looking at the screen there and I've seen that there's two. And to be honest, I'm not really a big car fan. I've gone through that years, gone through my midlife crisis years of the motorbike and all that sort of carry on. Had the fast car when I was younger, so no, I just...
You've been cured.
I'm cured of more a family Touran sort of people carrier type person. Just plod along.
Sensible.
Not in any rush to get anywhere.
Yeah, absolutely. I drive slower and slower the older I get. In fact, I remember shouting at a car in front of me saying, "You drive like an old lady." And I thought, wait a minute, that's how you get to be an old lady, is driving like that. You picked a song here from Tracy Chapman. Tell us about this song.
I was a huge Tracy Chapman fan. Uh-huh. And when I got the email from you to say choose 8 songs, it so happened to be away from all my music at the time. So I'm thinking, right, Tracy Chapman. And that's the one that really stood out. So I thought, no, that should make my top 8.
Excellent. Well, let's give it a listen. This is Fast Car from Tracy Chapman.
Get a fast car. I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You get a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs and finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. Yeah, but the bottle, that's the way it is. He says his body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. But mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said, somebody's got to take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You get a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? We gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. Had a feeling I could be someone. You get a fast car. We go cruise and entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. Now work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. We'll move out of the shelter, buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights day out before us. Your arm felt nice, wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car, I got a job that pays all our bills. You sell drinking late at the bar, some more your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better, thought maybe together you and me find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. So take your fast car and keep on driving. So I remember when we were driving in your car. So fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights day out before us. Your arm felt nice, wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone.
You got a fast car. Fast enough so you can fly away. You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
Laura Bruce on North Highland Radio, Desert Highland Discs.
And you're listening live to North Highland Radio here from the lovely Allness in the heart of the Highlands. This is North Highland Radio, and I am Laura Bruce, and you are here listening, or we are here with my castaway, Roddy Riddle. We've been chatting about competitive cycling. Roddy, tell us about your cycling in Ireland.
Done a lot of cycling in Ireland, but one race that particularly stands in my mind is a race called the RAS, which is spelled R-A-S. And it's a 9-day stage race, which you used to average 100 mile every day for 9 days. And I've ridden it 6 or 7 times for Scotland, and was lucky enough to manage to finish 4th overall twice in it.
I can't imagine those distances.
It wasn't so much distance as it was the terrain, and the roads aren't exactly the smoothest, or they weren't when I was racing mm-hmm. down the south of Ireland. But the race still, because of the size of the peloton, there was like 160 riders started the race. So the speed of the race was always really intense. So at the end of the 9 days, the average speed was always between 26, 27 mile an hour, which is quite intense for rough roads and pretty hilly roads down there.
I was going to say, and hilly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, no, I've got great memories from Ireland. That's one of the only places I would ever move to if I was ever to leave Inverness.
So you're very happy in Scotland, you're very happy in the Highlands. Have you got a favourite place?
Probably just where I live, anywhere around Inverness and Loch Ness. I always remember when myself and my brother used to go racing, whether it was abroad, racing abroad, coming back from racing abroad, or just racing down Glasgow, racing down England, and then travelling home, coming over the brow at Daviot down to Drumossie and seeing that view, it was like, we don't take this for granted. I mean, we are so lucky we get to race all over the world, but this is one of the most stunning views out and available. And living around Inverness, as I say, I don't take it for granted because I know how lucky I am living in such a beautiful part of the world.
Yeah, and you make the most of being outdoors, especially this summer with your kids.
Yeah, we do quite a bit with the kids. We've just come back from a 2-week holiday up in Embo, which is just outside Dornoch. Going back up there this weekend for a couple of days with them over the weekend, and yeah, it's just great to be around and a safe environment as well.
Yeah.
We're so lucky to, if you are a cyclist, you can go out round Inverness or round Alness mm-hmm. or round the whole of the north of Scotland. You can find roads where you'll meet only 2 or 3 cars. Down south, you just can't get that. So mm-hmm. we are very lucky to to have the opportunity to do activities outdoors here in such a safe environment.
And are your kids into the great outdoors? Are they?
Quite often when I go for a run just round the canal banks, or when we're up in Embo on the old disused railway line, my oldest boy Alistair, who's 11, he'll come on his mountain bike with me.
Uh-huh.
He can be my water bottle carrier,
oh,
sort of
super.
Thing. He's very sporty. He trains with Ross County and plays for the under-12 Ross County team.
Excellent.
So I take him over to Dingwall every Tuesday and Thursday for training. So he's just football fanatical, just loves
uh-huh.
it. Left-footed as well, so he's my pension fund. He's going to make me a fortune.
There you go. Tell us about your next song here. You've chosen something from David Bowie.
I could have chosen any song from David Bowie, but this one in particular, because I just think the lyrics are so true. Anyone can be a hero, even if it is just for one day.
Wonderful. And this is David Bowie.
On air 24 hours a day. This is North Highland Radio. North Highland Radio. North Highland Radio.
North Highland Radio. We are racing through Desert Highland Discs tonight. Ronnie, very apropos given your background in cycling. Tell us about the Marathon de Sable.
Marathon de Sable is a 5-stroke, 6-day, 155-mile run through the Moroccan Sahara Desert. You're self-sufficient, so you carry all your own kit for the days. And the reason it's a 5-stroke 6-day is because day 4 is a 48-mile stage And if you finish it in a day, you get the next day as a rest day.
Oh, wow.
So I finished it well within a day, so got the next day as a rest day, which was kind of strange for me because I would do a 9-day cycle race with no rest days. To have only done 4 days and get a rest day, I would have sooner just crack on and get the race.
Just get it over with.
Yeah, yeah.
It's funny, I was listening to a podcast on the way here, and there are two fellas, and one of them was saying about, you know, getting old, and the other guy said, have you heard of the turban tornado? And he said, no, I haven't heard of him. This guy, who's a Sikh, this is why he wears the turban, he's 104. He started doing marathons when he was 80 to take his mind off losing his son. So he was bereaved and he started doing marathons. He's now been doing them for 24 years.
That's phenomenal.
And one of the things he said was, he says, I have no problem with the first 20 miles. He says, but the last six, he says, I ask God to take over.
Wow. That's inspirational.
It is inspirational,
yeah,
isn't it? So the turban tornado. So I'm gonna go home and now look him up, and maybe I'll put a link on the show page there.
Yeah, that's,
we can
that's
all
amazing.
We can all seek some inspiration from him. Imagine, he hadn't done any fitness, any athletics, and just started running these marathons
when he was 80. Wow.
When he was 80, turban tornado. Yeah.
Brilliant.
So you've got another car song coming up here. This is a. Yeah, tell us about this song
again. Snow Patrol. We were speaking in the shop today, and the boys, I was telling the boys that I chose a Snow Patrol song, and they said, you could have chosen anyone because they all sound the same. And I'm like, oh, I disagree. I particularly like this one. I know it's got cars in the theme again. It's nothing to do with the fact that it's got cars in it. I just love the track.
Excellent. This is Chasing Cars from Snow Patrol.
Ruins and natural landscapes, a million miles from what you imagine. Orkney and Shetland are closer than you think with Northland Ferries. With a rich Nordic culture, unrivaled wildlife, ancient relics, family attractions, and breathtaking natural landscapes, the stunning Orkney and Shetland Isles are yours to discover. And with regular comfortable crossings from Aberdeen and Scrabstour, their beauty and wonder are just a sailing away. Visit northlinkferries.co.uk to book your island adventure.
Inverness Chamber of Commerce is the largest independent business membership organisation based in the Highlands, with a passion and commitment to help businesses grow. With our varied events programme, a wide range of cost-saving benefits, our business mentoring and international trade services, we help businesses locally, nationally and internationally. To find out how membership can add value to your business, visit our website at www.inverness-chamber.co.uk or call 01463 718131.
This is North Highland Radio. Desert Highland Discs.
And this is Desert Highland Discs, and Mary's just gotten in touch to say that she's enjoying the show. Thank you very much, Mary, for getting in touch, and thanks to everybody who's been tweeting. You can get in touch with us by email. It's studio@northhighlandradio.co.uk. You can text us on 07437 614216, and you can ring the station on 01349 886011. 24 hours a day, we're at Twitter at North Highland One, and you can always check in on our Facebook page. Roddy, we have some great songs, and we still have them left, so I better not dilly-dally too much. You've chosen a song from the Talking Heads.
Yeah, this is a song that really stands in my mind from my early racing days. From travelling back up the road, we used to play this full volume. I always remember coming back up the road from one particular race where Hamish, a partner at work, didn't do very well. He'd a crack in his windscreen of his van before we went down, and because we played this so loud, it ended up fully cracking the windscreen. So it's just, it's got a song that's got a lot of memories for me, and I just love it.
This is Psycho Killer from the Talking Heads. You've chosen some great songs. We're enjoying them very much. We've got just a few minutes before Andy comes in with Backtracking from 8 till 10, so everybody will want to stay tuned for that, because Andy's always got some great songs on. You've picked a song that I think most people really, really like. Tell us about this next song.
Johnny Cash, Ring of Fire. I love it. But it annoys me sometimes too, because my wife's got his ringtone on her phone.
Oh no!
But I think it's a great song, and I think he's a great singer from a great period of great singers. So yeah, he's got some great movies out there too. I just think he's a great guy.
And if you're country music fans, you will of course want to listen tomorrow night to Lorraine Liam's Country Music Show. But right now, this is Johnny Cash with Ring of Fire.
desire. I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I fell for you like a child. But the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Well, you cannot sit still with a song like that playing, can you? Well, you were able to sit still.
I was sort of swinging in my chair.
I was dancing inside.
Yeah.
Well, we have you've chosen an extraordinary long song, so we'll close the show with that.
Okay.
But I want to thank you. I wanted you, before you go, to tell us what you've got coming up next year.
On March 11th, I'm going to Alaska to run an event called the 663 Ultra Marathon, which up until this year, only 11 people have ever finished it. But this year they had a 20% finish rate out of the 30, so they had 6 finishers. It's a 350-mile self-sufficient race, and you've got 8 days to complete it through anything from minus 30 to minus 50 conditions on similar roads to Ice Road Truckers, which is a TV programme.
This is a human version of the Iditarod, the dog sled
that's
race.
That's exactly it, yeah.
You've
got a thing called a pulk, which is a sledge with wheels in it. So when you're just running on the ice, you've got the wheels down.
Uh-huh.
But if you get into snow, the wheels go up and you're towing your sledge. So you're self-sufficient, bar getting water at stations along the way. And the stations can be anything from 30 mile to 70 miles. So there'll be a day where you won't see anyone for 70 miles, apart from fellow competitors.
Incredible.
And then that's it, I'm retiring. Because I've done the hot, I'll have done the cold, and the reason I'm doing it is just to show that it can be done, living with type 1.
And have you got a fundraising page for this?
Because I raised so much last time,
uh-huh.
I'm not promoting it this
uh-huh.
time, but at the bottom of my webpage, which is roddyriddle.com,
uh-huh.
we have a Just Giving page for JDRF, which is one of the charities that I raised money for last time.
That's the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation. Very good.
They do great stuff for helping find a cure for type 1 diabetes. So that's who I'll be raising money for.
We're going to put a link up on the website. So we'll do that after the show. And so people can find out more about all the different things that you've accomplished and why you're doing it, more importantly.
Yeah.
To motivate people to not be held back from life because of a diagnosis of type 1 diabetes.
Not just living with type 1 diabetes, any sort of illness or chronic illness, if you can do the slightest bit of exercise, in my opinion, it's the cheapest form of medicine available.
That's wonderful.
Because it just, when I do exercise, I don't need as much insulin
uh-huh.
because the exercise is doing the work. So exercise for blood pressure, for everything, is by far the best form of medication available. And it's free.
Well,
most of it.
No, well, you're a real role model for people, Roddy. It's been a delight to have you, and thank you so much for coming into Desert Highland Disc tonight. And we'll track your progress. And we'll put a link on the Facebook page so people can learn more about what you're doing. Stay tuned for Andy with Backtracking. Our last song is from Underworld, and next week I'm delighted to announce it will be our 1 year anniversary show on Desert Highland Discs, and our castaway will be the lovely and talented Mary McFarlane. So we'll close the show with this song, Underworld. Tell us why you chose this, Roddy.
Because it's from, it's one of my favourite songs of all time, but it's also from my favourite film, and it's at the start of Trainspotting, and because it's at the start, it makes you sort of alert and go, wow, this could be a good film, and it turns out it doesn't disappoint, so that's why Born Slippy's made it.
Super. Born Slippy from Underworld. Stay tuned for Backtracking with Andy. This has been Desert Highland Discs.
Shocking, like a lager.